All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have officially wrapped up the 2021 NFL season, and now it's that time of the year. Can I get a
playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
The stage is set. We got 14 teams, 7 from the AFC, 7 from the NFC. Run it down quick. We got number one seed AFC. We got the Tennessee Titans. Kind of saw this coming. Titans got on a roll in the middle of the season. But who knew it would be the Titans over the Chiefs? Chiefs coming number two seed, AFC West champions. Hey, look, early in the season, we all had our doubts about the Chiefs. But, I mean, the Chiefs is the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's right. And the Bills is the Bills.
And the Bills is the Bills. We had our doubts about that.
Number three seed in the AFC.
Winners of the AFC East. We were kind of worried about the Patriots and Mac Jones there, but hey, come on now. Come on now. Number four seed in the AFC, the biggest probably shocker of the NFL season so far, the AFC North Division champions, Cincinnati Bengals. Congratulations.
Second biggest shocker.
I think that's the biggest shocker. I don't see anything up there that's shocking me more than...
Well, the Raiders... The Raiders no longer the Raiders.
The Raiders,
the playoff Raiders.
The Raiders.
The Raiders, the chosen team.
The Raiders are the chosen team.
They're the chosen
they won
ones.
The Jesus
they play
Bowl.
They play in the Death Star. They are the chosen ones.
That is look, Jesus' disciple, Derek Carr, we're speaking of.
The That's Raiders true. Come in at the number five seed, 10-7, stealing that playoff spot. Wow, it's just amazing what the Raiders have done this season. All the turmoil they've gone through, coaching fires, just a lot of distractions. But, you know, shout out to Rich Bisaccia, their interim head coach. Shout out to the entire team, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller, even going through a lot of injuries and COVID-related issues. You know, like, I really got to commend that team for all the off-the-field stuff they dealt with. They still got together, make their first playoffs since 2016. Derek Carr's first ever appearance in the playoffs. If you guys don't remember, 2016, Raiders won the Raiders went to the playoffs. But Derek Carr sustained an injury late in the season, missed the playoffs. So this is his first time in the playoffs. So good for Derek Carr and Raider Nation out there in Las Vegas.
Good for him, yeah, absolutely.
Number six seed coming in, the New England Patriots. The dark empire that is Bill Belichick is back in the playoffs after a one-year hiatus. You know, got his quarterback, got a formula that could be sustainable, running the ball. Low risk, high reward passes with the rookie quarterback in Mac Jones and amazing defense they got out there in New England.
That's what they call the Mac attack. Down there.
And then the number seven seed, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They Big literally stole Steelers. Their way into the playoffs.
No.
Pittsburgh stole their way into the playoffs.
They didn't just steal their way into the playoffs. This is Ben's moment. It's not over for Ben. He might win a Super Bowl just off these types of moments.
Hey, this is the last ride. And I was telling my boy Shaz this, my friend Shaz, that this is just like kind of reminding me of that 2005 Super Bowl, 2005 season for the Pittsburgh Steelers, where they had another legend in Pittsburgh in Jerome Bettis. He was announcing his retirement. He knew this was his last ride. You know, they sneak into the playoffs as sixth seed, and then they beat who'd they beat? I forgot who they played in the first round.
They played the it was a long time ago.
Oh yeah, no, they played the Bengals. On the road,
dirty
played
hit
the Colts
to Carson Palmer.
On the road, and played the Broncos on the road. They're the route to a Super Bowl. First six seed to win a Super Bowl. You
but,
know,
like,
and also 20. Another one we can look at was 2012 Baltimore Ravens. Ray Lewis's last.
But they had a whole game in the wild card. They played. The
they
Colts.
Did. They did. They did win the division. Yeah.
But no. But why would you get Shazzy's hopes up? Like. Look, this team is not that good to win.
It's about
game.
Ben.
It doesn't matter. It's a playoffs. That's why the playoffs are great. It's a new season, man. Everyone's 0-0.
Bro, like everyone's 0-0. Arm and a leg to get like just 10 yards. Like they have like the most like grudgingly painful offense to watch in the NFL.
That is true, but you don't know what can happen in the playoffs. Anything can happen, as you mentioned, Carson Palmer.
What are they going to do? Who are they playing? They're playing
the Chiefs.
What are they going to do? Tear Patrick Mahomes ACL?
You never know what can happen.
Oh, yeah. They got TJ Watt.
But let's look at the NFC side, too. We got the reigning, defending number one seed returning again. Green Bay Packers, 13-4 record. Aaron Rodgers, MVP candidate over here. Number two seed, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another MVP candidate, Tom Brady.
Wait,
man.
They're 13-4, not 12-5?
13-4, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Right.
It is very scary.
They still won 13-4.
Buccaneers also 13-5. I think Buccaneers might be. Buccaneers 13-4, 12-5. I'm not sure. But doesn't matter. Buccaneers, yeah, another reigning MVP candidate right here in Tom Brady. Dude's 44 years old, put up over 5,000 yards, led the NFL in passing yards. That's just amazing. Amazing. Amazing by our one true leader, Tom Brady, the GOAT, as everyone would call him. Number three seed, we got the Dallas Cowboys finishing the season off strong in dominating fashion against the Eagles. But still, we don't
look really good against third stringers, I'll tell you that.
Hey, look, you know, the Cowboys, they said it in this game. They said Cowboys went to 2016 when they had a rookie Dak, and we're looking at them talking about how they went 13-3, ran through the regular season, ran through the schedule of the regular season, went one and done in the playoffs, and they rested their starters the last game of the season. They spoke about that in that Saturday night game against the Eagles, and they said they're not going to do that this time around. They're going to come in fresh, and I think having them play and play to that potential, even against third string, and I know you're mentioning that, but still, it's momentum and building momentum, especially going into a wild card matchup now. It will help. It will help.
I mean, call it what you want. I mean, they got Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers. They have to play Aaron Rodgers. There's no way they're going to get out of that.
Well, I mean, still gotta come they to still got to win. Though. I mean, I'd rather win a playoff game than not win a playoff game, you know.
Still got to come to Green Bay, though.
4-seed NFC West champions. We got the St. Louis.
St. Louis Rams.
Los Angeles Rams at 12-5. 5th seed, we got the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, first appearance in the playoffs after a 7-0 start. They went 4-6 down the stretch. Kind of a little bit worried about the Cardinals there. The 6th seed, we got the San Francisco 49ers. And at the middle of the season, this team looked dead in the dumps. But they rallied off, finished off strong with the help of a strong running game. Debo Samuel, who should be
MVP.
I think he should be also be an MVP candidate for what he did to propel this team into the playoffs. And Jimmy G, man, some crazy late-game heroics to get a late win against the Rams in Week 18. And then the number 7 seed, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, which is funny because they already had clinched last week. But Philadelphia Eagles coming in at number 7 seed.
Not often right you get to say like a 6 or 7 seed against the rest of their starters.
A meaningless game. Hey, man. Win.
They clinched before everybody else.
Exactly. Win or lose, we're in.
So that's where we're at right now. We got the final 14 teams in the NFL looking to play in Super Bowl 56, I believe. I don't know where the Super Bowl is this year. Probably Arizona.
SoFi Stadium.
SoFi? Okay, yep. L.A. Super Bowl to L.A. on the line here. We got NFL playoffs. Let's look at the wild card matchups as well. In the AFC, we have the Bengals 4-seed taking on the Raiders. Let's just start with that one. What are we liking this one, guys?
Man, I like obviously the Bengals. Yeah, same. I think the Raiders are going Raider. But I don't know.
Raiders are also playing with momentum here.
Yeah.
Raiders are also really playing with momentum.
And the Bengals aren't. I mean, I know they
lost to the Browns, but also they didn't play Joe Burrow. They didn't play
Joe Burrow has been playing his best football like week 16 and 17.
Yeah, Burrow's finally been turning up. And I've been calling for this. I mean, I had him in fantasy, so I was waiting for him to finally like show out and show us his potential. And this whole entire Browns offense just showing us their potential. And they have. Bengals offense showing us their potential, and they have. And this entire Bengals team showing us their potential. They finish off the season. Let me just rattle off some W's they have. At home, they destroy the Pittsburgh Steelers, arch nemesis Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, by the way, they swept them. They also swept the Baltimore Ravens, swarm nemesis. Swept them. In Baltimore, that was a tough W they got when everyone doubted them. And then what does Joe Burrow do when they come to Cincinnati in Week 16? Only puts up 500 yards on them. And then the next week, Week 17, what does Joe Burrow do to the Super Bowl AFC champions, to defending AFC champions in Cincinnati, to the Kansas City Chiefs? Puts up over 400 yards, 4 touchdown passes.
Yeah,
and him and Jamar Chase, man, just like that connection. Who thought that connection was not gonna work?
Yo, there were people who thought that connection was not gonna work. Talking about making fun of Jamar Chase for allegedly dropping the ball.
I blame the media. I literally saw a headline. I was a sheep.
Yeah,
apologize, Jamal.
I was one of those Facebook users who just looks at the headline, doesn't even read deeply into the article. And I had no interest in reading to the article because the headline told me everything I needed to know at the time.
Because you know why?
Which was wrong.
It's a bullshit article. Per usual.
Absolutely. I didn't do my part as a journalist to actually dive into this. And, if I could go back in time, I wouldn't change anything I said.
We all know the media goes for those low-hanging fruits.
So and, what you got?
But not only that, I really do like it. I'm going with the Bengals.
Bengals as well?
Because not only is the Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow connection really good, he's finally starting to develop and click with everyone on the team. Let's talk about how good this running back Joe Mixon is.
Yeah, no, I
he puts away games.
I'll go on record right now, say Joe Mixon is top five running back in the NFL right now.
Absolutely.
I remember, I was seeing a lot of videos about him, like some content creators creating some videos about Joe Mixon, talking about he's always, this isn't a fantasy aspect. He's always that one guy, you want to draft, but it's like, He's like consistent, get you like 11 points. But this year he showed you he'll go above and beyond. He can do it on the ground. He can do it in the passing game.
Yeah.
And he stayed on the field. A lot of people were worried about his injuries being off the field. I don't think he missed any games this year. I don't believe he missed any games this year. Maybe one or two. But, this is why the Bengals team is very dangerous to your point, man. Joe Mixon is also... And big shout-out to that defense. They made a lot of defensive moves in free agency, adding Mike Hilton and Trey Hendrickson, who was one of the league sack leaders.
Yeah, he's up there.
And so, for me, I will also go with the Bengals, man. I love everything I'm seeing from Cincinnati. I love Who Dat Nation.
Who Dat Nation.
And everything I'm seeing from that jungle out there in
their
Cincinnati.
Home.
And they're home, yeah.
Yeah,
they're home. But let's talk about the Raiders real quick and how they got into this position. And this is why I think they'll lose. They had a grueling Sunday night game against their rivals in the Los Angeles Chargers. It was a win-in scenario for the Raiders and the Chargers. And a tie would be funny because that would eliminate the Steelers because they just needed a result that did not end in a tie. So that game, one of the wildest games I've ever seen, guys. I don't know if you guys end up watching the ending, but I'll tell you what. Hollywood couldn't have wrote a better script than that. Raiders up by 15 early in the fourth quarter, and then the comeback begins. The Chargers, I don't know what they were doing. Herbert threw the ball 74 times in that game, only completed 30, about 30 of them. But
damn.
74 times. He turned it on fourth quarter. Fourth down. Man was clutch.
Yeah, I think he believed he had fourth down conversions.
Yes, yeah, something like that.
Something like that, but this guy literally can go through his entire offense on the field and pick out the right guy at the right time and get on the ball right in his hands.
Yeah, no, 100%. And it was every fourth down he was doing. He seemed to do it every fourth down. They had a fourth and 23. They scored a touchdown on there.
And they keep talking about how their coaches loves going for it on fourth down. It's like, why not? I have the quarterback to do it.
Right?
I'm going to flex.
He did. There was big controversy with Brandon Staley towards the end of the game. I just want to rewind how we got to that position first off. Raiders are up by, I think, what was it? They were up by a touchdown, 29-22, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, 29-22. And then they give up a last-second touchdown, literally at the gun, to Mike Williams. Don't know how, don't know why. It's just Justin Herbert's amazing. Justin Herbert's amazing. Let's just put it that way, guys. And then, you go into overtime. You exchange field goals. Raiders take down a lot of the clock, get a field goal. Chargers on another fourth down, complete big play to Mike Williams, like a 50-yard gain. Chargers take a field goal. And then this is where a lot of interesting stuff happens. Raiders get the ball about maybe 2 minutes left. They had the ball at midfield. And it looks like the Raiders were running out the clock, honestly. From every viewer's standpoint, and I know, I was texting my boy, I was texting Shazzy about this, man. This man was like, I know Steelers fans were really panicking because it looked like the Raiders had no intention of kicking a field goal. Or it looked like they did have an intention of kicking a field goal, but they weren't really urgent about it. They were going to make it a long one, if anything.
Right.
So about 30 seconds left, Brandon Staley calls a timeout while the clock's running. He wants to get his defense set, he says. But after the game, well, after the timeout, Josh Jacobs busts a big run, as some of y'all saw. But, like, busts a big run, makes a field goal attempt easier. Dan Carlson boots it through. Raiders go in, right? After the game, they're interviewing Rich Bisaccia, the interim head coach, and Derek Carr. And they all admitted that, obviously, that timeout did change their course of action. I think the coaches knew that a tie would send them both to the playoffs. Like, you know, like, as a coach, I want to get you guys' takes on this. Because as a coach, for me, you know, it's in my best interest to keep my players safe. Because I know if I tie this game, there's only 2 minutes left. I could just knee it. Everybody, don't risk any type of injury. And I still go to the playoffs. And they go to the playoffs. But then there's the other thing. That's your division rival. That's your division rival right there. Yeah, fuck them, right?
Yeah.
Fuck them. But that's what I ask. That makes no sense to me, because I ask you guys this. Why did it look like he was in that mode of taking that tie early on in that possession? Well, I just want to know what your guys' take would be on this situation.
I have no idea, other than the Raiders are the Raiders. Like, what
the Raiders is the Raiders. That would be a Raiders is the Raiders moment.
Like, that would be something that, like, they would fumble the bag on, but it wouldn't hurt them. So it's just like, all right, whatever, fuck it. Because it's like, maybe the offensive coordinator just didn't feel like calling more plays. They ran out of plays.
That's funny.
Damn, that first field goal didn't beat them?
Let's try another one.
What about you, Omar?
Honestly, I kind of agree with you both, Mona. I really don't know why they would do that. I mean, calling for a timeout right then, I think that's like a sign of conceding. You know, let's just play for the tie. Both going to the playoffs. But honestly, as a football player and a coach, your job is to win the game. Just win the game. And that's your division rival, like y'all both said. Fuck them.
Okay, and on the flip side, I want to ask you guys, what would you do if you're Brandon Staley? You see what's going on here. It's like, there's 30 seconds left in the game, and the team look like they're running the clock out. They look like they're running the clock out, and you don't know what the other coach is thinking. So, is you think he's justified in calling that timeout, trying to get like a stop? Because I want to say they were about around the 40-ish yard line with 30 seconds left, like, and it was like third and six.
That timeout was justified. Like, everybody could talk about, oh, why'd you call a timeout? Why'd you call a timeout? Well, hindsight is 20/20. It's easy for you guys to say that then, but if I'm Brandon Staley at the time, I know that my season's on the line. If I give up a couple more yards, they could boot one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
what happened?
They at on the field? They were above the 50-yard line, right?
They passed the 50-yard line.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a great kicker in Daniel Carlson, who just got his extension, or he got signed to a large contract with them.
Watch him start missing kicks now.
That's next year. That's all part of the kicker plan. You can't be too good every year. You can't be Justin Tucker.
Part of the contract, it's like once you sign a big deal, like you gotta miss a lot the next season.
The timeout was definitely justified because you gotta stop the clock. But not only that, you gotta do everything you can to prevent this guy from coming in and taking 3 points and winning the game in overtime. You could have done anything, try to cause a turnover.
Literally
anything.
But that brings me back to my point. And you mentioned Omar earlier that why wouldn't he go for it on fourth down when he has a guy like Justin Herbert? That kind of killed them in this game because they did go for it from their own 20-yard line, didn't make it.
That's different. If it's a scoring opportunity, yeah, go for it. Mm-hmm. But like if it's on your own side, you know, you might have a really good quarterback, but at the same time, like you also have a punter. Let's play strategical.
And
get the ball away and try to win this later on. Yeah, this is not the drive.
They went for it on fourth down in their own territory in the third quarter, and that opened
that's
up
the
doors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That one, right?
That was the one,
That's the one right there, dog. Yeah.
Sorry, there was so many. Like I can't even
He goes for it all the time. Like I understand. He does. I hope he learns from this season that
he will.
You don't have to go for it on every fucking fourth down. Mm-hmm. That's the guy who goes for it on every fourth down.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so here's another thing, as the great Herm Edwards once said, you play to win the game.
Exactly.
And that's what Brandon Staley was doing. I don't know what Rich Bisaccia exactly was doing.
Oh, he had an easy way to win the game.
Yeah, he had it easy, and I think he was just trying to, like, I think he was trying to force the Chargers' hand. I think he was just trying to force the Chargers.
Well, it's up to you. Like do you want us to tie or do you want me to
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think that's what the move was. Hey, they were doing it in Sin City, so yeah. I like it. I like the move. Let's move on to the matchup between the 3 and the 6 seed, division rival matchup we got here, Patriots at the Bills. Patriots went into their late November and came away with a stunning win. 16-3, I believe, was the final score.
It was like 16-14, 14-12.
Some stupid, but yeah, the Patriots went
in. Yeah, didn't count, bro. It was like super windy.
The
super
frozen windy. Bowl. Yeah,
you know damn well the Josh Allen didn't want to fucking run the ball.
Oh, what a surprise. Patriots only cold day in the Northeast.
Patriots only threw the ball 3 times in that game and ran the ball for over 200 yards, I believe. So
game manager game from Mac Jones.
But then the Bills went into Foxborough week 16, I believe, and gave the Patriots a taste of their own medicine. Yeah, that Bills offense really starting to click later on in the season. How do you guys see this game going?
Oh, yeah, I got the dollar-dollar Bills, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The dollar-dollar Bills, y'all. Yeah, I like that.
I've been riding high on the Bills all season, too, but honestly, their record does indicate something. I am going to go with them this time only because this is Mac Jones' first season. I don't think he's going to do a better job than Josh Allen.
I'm with you guys on this.
Yeah, let's be real. Like,
yeah, Bills all the way.
Bills all the way.
Don't forget, bro. Like, to me, the Patriots is, I still can't believe the Patriots are even here.
They're a good team. They're a good team. They're a very good team. Well coached. They got good players. They got people who do their job. But the Bills are just better.
I still think they benefited from a weak schedule.
That as well.
So, we'll see how they do next year. But Mac Jones, that team is going to be good for years to come. But right now, I think the Bills are still the cream of the crop of the AFC East. And then the last AFC wildcard matchup, we got the 2-seed Chiefs and the 7-seed Steelers. And quick rewind as to how we got the Steelers into this. We talked about how we needed anything. We needed a result other than a tie in that Raiders-Chargers game. But also, the Steelers needed one other thing to happen. And let's head to Duval real quick, where we want to give a big shout out. And, you know, I didn't think I'd ever see this coming, but we've anointed a new handoff machine.
That's right.
Let's give it up for one Carson Wentz, guys.
Handoff machine Carson Wentz.
Jesus' very own Carson Wentz.
Jesus' very own rejected disciple.
All you have to do is go play the worst team in the NFL right now and get a W. Yeah, one job.
And they still see the number one pick.
While their fans all showed up in clown costumes to protest this organization. Come on, Carson. Come on, Carson.
Damn, Carson.
I know you love the people.
Did Khan pay you off, Carson? Is that what it is?
Well, all the Colts had to do was win this game. They're in the playoffs. Colts end up losing.
Yeah, let me at him. Let me at him, bro, because I've been waiting for this all year long.
Get him. Get him.
Get him.
Yo, man, like, I thought I was going to have to praise him because he took his Chiefs to the playoffs, but
let me give you some stats real quick. He had 100 QBR is good. 50 QBR is average.
How much?
This man had 4.4.
4.4.
I don't know if it's QBR or QB rating, but 4.4.
Aren't they both on a scale of 100 or 150?
Something like that. QB rating is 150. QBR, I think, is
100. I heard that 4.4 is curved results, too.
You dumbass motherfucker.
You got outplayed by Trevor Lawrence, man.
Who looked like a way better quarterback.
Yeah.
And not only that, Carson Wentz doing the Carson Wentz random body contortion turnover. Just get rid of the ball, bro.
Yeah,
go away.
Sideline. Not in front of you.
Bro, you are 6'5". Stop trying to dunk under people. How many times do I have to tell you?
He's definitely our
If you don't want to be 6'5 anymore, I'll gladly take that height, bro.
I'll take 2 inches off. Yeah, Let me get that.
And the Colts are definitely our locale of the week, honestly. Like, these guys are ridiculously probably butthurt. They get the hard knocks. They get the in-season hard knocks. Everyone's following them. A lot of people are getting on this Colts bandwagon. They like the team. You love the players. Got Jonathan Taylor on there. People are liking Carson Wentz's relationship with Frank Reich. You get to see all that.
The defense is amazing.
And then you just go out and shit the bed. Damn. Against the worst team in the NFL.
The worst team.
They hold the number one overall pick for the second year in a row.
We can solely blame everything on you. Not only did you dismantle the great Philadelphia Eagles organization led by great Doug Peterson.
An anomaly season.
Yeah. No, but now what the Eagles did, you just proved that it was all you. You fucking crybaby.
How many drives does this man have in the postseason?
Zero.
Like, he has one full drive.
One full drive.
It was a 4 and out.
It's crazy.
He got a first down right away. Yeah.
It's crazy, too.
Yeah, Carson.
The funniest thing about this whole ordeal is that the Colts don't make the playoffs. The Eagles make the playoffs. And the Eagles How's the Colts' first round pick?
Thank you, Carson.
Carson Wentz.
Handoff machine Wentz.
Hey, look, Frank Reich, you live and died by him. You said on Hard Knocks, this is the guy. This is the guy.
He said it after the game.
Yeah.
This is the guy. Damn.
So there's always some positive to take away from this. Number one, Carson Wentz does get to attend church this upcoming Sunday.
Yes.
So, yeah, you got no excuse to miss that one, Carson.
Yep. But not only that, he also still has a really good team around him. I think next season they might get it together. He really did benefit off of it.
He needs to get it together.
He benefited off of it.
It's like he lost the Jesus Bowl against Derek Carr.
Exactly.
And now he doesn't feel like the chosen one anymore, so I guess he just plays like shit.
They lose at home last week against the Raiders.
Yep.
They lose against the worst team in the NFL. This is why I love the football, man. This is why I love football.
What's good with this man? Like, when did he start
shoving?
And
this is why anything can happen in the playoffs.
When did he start shoving the ball like that?
I couldn't tell you.
Where did you pick up this bad habit from?
But that Colts loss paved the way for the Steelers, who got an overtime win in Baltimore, to sneak their way into
the
playoffs.
Just to have their season end in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Big Ben even doesn't even seem like he's in the right mind state of this. He's just saying, like, was quoted today saying, no one's giving us a chance. He's trying to go out there and have fun and stuff like that. Because, like, yeah. So he doesn't even sound like he's in the spirit.
He's playing for participation trophy.
I'm sorry, I called him Big Ben. I mean Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger Senior.
From now on, Benjamin Todd is his name.
That's his TikTok handle.
Benjamin
Todd
Roethlisberger.
Obviously, give me the Chiefs in this one. Hopefully, 100%. The Steelers can keep it close. But I mean, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm just trying to wash them as quickly as possible. Honestly,
I mean, I'll be very surprised if the Steelers win this game. They'll probably win it because maybe Patrick Mahomes plays like really poorly. And maybe the Steelers' defense and their offense just gets it together and they manage to put up points early in the game.
I just can't see the Patriots. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, did you put T.J. Watt back there at quarterback?
I was going to mention the quarterback. I just can't see the Steelers, like, even moving the ball at all. Like, passing is just not there anymore.
Saw them when they played the Broncos, bro.
Yeah.
Well, Melvin Ingram looks crazy. He looks like he's finally... And he's playing the team he came from, too. That's funny.
Yeah, Melvin Ingram is.
Yeah.
So, look, it could be...
Could be trouble.
They already played each other in Week 16, and the Steelers got mopped.
Yep.
So, this could be happening again. Let's flip on over to NFC side.
The NFC.
We got the number 7 seed Philadelphia Eagles traveling to the Tampa Bay to take on... Tom Brady.
Sunny
Tampa Bay, Florida, taking on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. There is some history between these two teams in the playoffs. I don't know. I mean, I know you guys remember this. 2002 NFC Championship game, Rondé Barber stealing it with a pick six of Donovan McNabb. Probably your first memory. But one of your first memories as an Eagles.
Damn!
And you probably thought, it was like, this is going to be my life of misery. Because like the next 3 years has just been... We're really harsh.
I remember in school that day, I was like in third grade, our homework was draw Go Eagles posters. Damn, bro. Like, yeah. I drew the best eagle of my life. Only motherfuckers look like fucking squirrels and shit.
Your teacher hits you with the Charles Barkley. Hang that shit up. Don't need them anymore.
Like shit.
Bucks, though, in this game, they're going to get some reinforcements. Get Shaq Barrett, I believe, activated from the COVID list. I believe Leonard Fournette, too, is going to be available in
this
game.
Probably bigger than Shaq Barrett.
Yeah, it is probably bigger.
So
no Richard Sherman, though. What? My Eagles fans over here, how you guys feeling about this one? I'll tell you guys right now, I think Jalen Hurts needs to make plays. I need him to make superstar plays, like not run out of bounds, put your shoulder down, make plays, make people miss, and you got
to
attack that secondary.
Omar, this guy
needs
to
attack that secondary.
but
I agree with him because we're in the playoffs. He's basically saying Jalen Hurts needs to play to his strengths.
He needs to play beyond his strengths, man.
Bro, he needs
to play beyond his strengths. The Buccaneers know his strengths. He needs to play beyond his strengths.
Are we running the bar or are we attacking the secondary?
I would attack the secondary.
I'm doing both, obviously.
I like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you
got to
mix it up in the playoffs, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think our defense also is coming off of good momentum as well. Go ahead.
Like, I have no problem. I have no doubt that our offense is going to show up. Like, they're going to show up. They're going to play their asses off. I know that. It's the defense I'm worried about. Like, this dude Gannon better not, like, drop back and play prevent defense.
Here's the thing I will say. You guys already played each other early on in the season, I believe in October.
That's correct.
Early October, late October game. You guys came out flat. Buccaneers took an early lead. And then just never looked back from there. If you guys don't come out firing, like, first drive needs to be, I think first drive needs to end in points. You guys need to, like, come out firing first drive on offense. On defense, you know, you're going against Tom Brady. You can only do so much, right? But you guys were lucky. In that first game y'all played early on in the season, y'all, it was Antonio Brown who was cooking y'all.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, I believe, had two touchdowns or something like that. But Antonio Brown was the issue. And O.J. Howard was an issue.
Doesn't matter.
That middle of the field was an
issue.
It was
also Leonard Fournette. He scored two touchdowns on us as well.
You said O.J. Howard. It doesn't matter who they put at the back. They're going to find ways to explain.
That's why I'm saying the offense, like, if you guys, in that game in October, if you guys started off slow and then came up down the stretch. That can't happen in the playoffs.
I mean, to his point.
And y'all know that. Yeah, cannot happen in the playoffs.
To his point, we should score first because when we did play each other, they had 21 in the half. And we only had seven. And then after
that's
that,
what I'm saying. That can't happen. Yeah, I mean, you guys cannot play it from 15, behind.
They only had seven in the second half.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, Mo,
we got to make Brady work.
You need to keep that formula.
Optimism, because, you know what I'm saying, this is not the same team. Different team.
This is before we knew we could run.
Yeah. Well, their team is banged up now, too. And like you said, they're getting reinforcers back. Like, are we sure they're going to be 100% healthy? Because according to Antonio Brown, their coach makes them play hurt.
That's a good point. That's
not
a good point.
Take anything Antonio Brown said seriously.
I won't be surprised if someone just shows up.
I mean,
look. Hey, I actually saw a good tweet about this. Since Antonio Brown is unsigned, y'all should just sign him.
Oh my god!
For intel purposes,
was that the Elliott Shore Park?
I don't know who.
That's the worst Eagles beat writer.
Look, I don't know who tweeted, but that makes sense.
Bro,
I would sign him.
Beat writer, bro.
I would sign him.
Who reports that? Like, he was at a press conference and he just, you know, like the beat writers report everything that the guy said. He's like, Carson Wentz turns to God when things are going bad.
Dog, that's what just for a report.
It's like, wait, I threw
their
a pick
job
six.
Is to report.
Like, Carson Wentz's response was, "God wrote it for me that I must throw that pick
six." And
then
like, "Can God run routes?"
But look, that's what I'd say about that. I would sign AB just for intel purposes, but he seemed like just pay out his remaining contract or whatever, $500K, whatever you guys
can
do.
Then he wouldn't be able to make the song with Kanye, which he's currently making right now.
Oh, I think that's already done.
Add that in the contract.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, Kanye West giving us helping us game plan for Tom Brady.
I don't think Kanye likes
Philly. Bring him into the facility, NovaCare.
I don't think Kanye has a say in this right now. But all right, give me some final score predictions. Eagles, Buccaneers, go Mo.
Eagles 84, Buccaneers 6.
All right, nice one.
So I don't even know, man. Like, I don't know. It's gonna be the final score is gonna be 28-24, winning. I'm not gonna say a winner.
Oh, it's a winner, bro.
When we played each other.
Buccaneers.
All right. Unfortunately.
Damn.
Is that what you guys want? That one right here?
No, I didn't. I wanted you to say Eagles because you're an Eagles fan, but whatever.
Dude,
I know.
When we played each other.
Podcast.
When we played each other, though, this final score was 28-22. So you're not far off. We just did
a
little bit of
safety this time.
There we go, safety. Oh, we're going to get a two-point conversion.
Final score.
Yo,
27-34,
Eagles.
I like it.
We're putting 30 on them. Aside from week 18, an anomaly. We're a hot team.
Give me 2017 Buccaneers.
Okay, that's a good one, too.
So, 49ers at the Cowboys. The 90s are back in the NFL. We got ourselves one of the greatest rivalries of all time, 49ers-Cowboys, and this rivalry stems deep. We had them play each other a lot in the playoffs during the 90s, and maybe in the 2020s. Got a first matchup here between the number 6 seed 49ers and number 3 seed Cowboys. What do you guys think about this one?
I love the idea of the 49ers beating the Cowboys.
I love that
straight
idea
up.
Too.
And I think they can do it. Don't get me wrong. Cowboys, hottest offense in the NFL. Defense might not play too complimentary, but still, they're going to put up points.
Yeah.
And the only other team I think I can match that probably in the NFC, aside from the Buccaneers, maybe the Rams and the Packers, 49ers.
Yeah.
Over the Cardinals and the Eagles.
Look, okay, so as you guys all know, I've been sarcastically praising the Cowboys the last few weeks. And I'll be honest with you guys, even though they put up 50 points against the Eagles, they might get some rhythm back. I've seen this go down before, like with a lot of teams who get hot, but then just like the offense disappears in the playoffs. I think the 49ers got what it takes to shut it down. I think the 49ers are way hotter. They've been, their postseason started like 5 weeks ago.
That's a great point you make, Mo. And, like, I agree with you. I think the 49ers are one of those teams. I think they have what it takes. They have that winning formula. They have that formula to make a run in the playoffs. Great running game. And now, like, Jimmy G, he pulled out some heroics down 17 in L.A. last week. They pull out the win in comeback fashion. Jimmy G made some clutch throws. They got the players there to make plays. Brandon Ayuk, mentioned it, Deebo Samuel. Definitely he should be an MVP candidate.
Running back, wide receiver,
they started
Deebo
turning
Samuel.
It up after Sean McVay went to go celebrate with Higbee.
Yeah, that's right. I've never seen him do that.
I've never seen that shit. Yeah, they
just
usually coaches yell at you to get back in the sideline before you get a flag.
Yeah, no,
he's like, we're going out partying after this. Margarita's on me.
Sean McVay is the NFL's poster coach, bro. They love that, man.
They do.
They love that, man. But, I mean, I also think as much as you mentioned it, 49ers have been in the playoffs, like playing like it's the playoffs, since like maybe mid-November-ish. Maybe even before then. This one's a tough one for me. I think this is going to be one of the best games of the weekend. And I got to go, my gut feeling. I can't believe I even thought that we were anointing this man, Jimmy G, as handoff machine. But I think after last week, he just definitely proved us he's more clutch than we make it out to be.
Absolutely.
And we were talking about they traded up to draft a quarterback in this draft, and this quarterback, Trey Lance, hasn't even seen the field because Jimmy G has been playing really well. But I think the Cowboys still got this one. The Cowboys defense, to me, it's the Cowboys defense. Cowboys defense too good. Mike Parsons coming back, activated off the COVID list. So
they have a very evenly matched defense.
It is. I this game.
I put the Rams defense over the Cowboys defense, and you saw what the 49ers were able to do to the Rams.
Also, I'll get about the Rams. It was Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford kind of just blew the game away.
I do blame Matt Stafford for that.
And it's really sad because those are one of those teams. Once you have a lead like that and you give it away through your quarterback, the defense doesn't give up. But it's just like you can see the other team willing their way to win.
Step of my nigga,
so,
it had to be him.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Jalen Ramsey.
Who do we got in that 3-6 matchup, Cowboys or Niners, guys?
Like I said, I'm going with the Niners only because I'm not a fan of the Cowboys.
We got an upset right here. Nice,
yep.
Omar, I like it.
I like the momentum they're riding.
I like it.
Yeah, 28-13 Niners.
Oh, I didn't even give me my score.
You don't got to. It's cool.
I think it's going to be a high score. I think it might go to like, the way the Cowboys are playing, they might be able to put up 40.
Actually, I'll give Cowboys 3 more points, 28-16.
I don't think Cowboys. So, I got the Cowboys in this one. Let's say 27-24. Final
okay.
score. Another quick one thing I want to mention regarding the 49ers at this matchup. This week 17, Cardinals went into Dallas, ran the ball. 49ers could have that same formula.
They have running back, wide receiver Deebo Samuel.
Yeah,
shit, we would have done that last week too. If
you guys had your team
starters,
yeah.
And our last wild card matchup actually is going to be on Monday night. We got another division rival matchup: Cardinals and Rams. I'll say right now, Cooper Kupp MVP candidate as well. But I think I got to go with the Cardinals on this
one.
Yeah. I like the Cardinals on this one. I like the Cardinals as a dark horse. They're getting Chase Edmonds back. They're getting healthier. There's no going to be no Nuke, but I think they have figured it out with the new receivers, getting used to Kyler Murray, A.J. Green. I don't know.
Christian
Kirk's
been filling in, too.
Christian Kirk's been filling in. They got two other young ones who made plays, I know, in that Dallas game we just mentioned. But to your point, Omar, I think the problem with the Rams is more so, like, the Rams in general. I just think it's Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
He had a chance to win the game last week against the 49ers, but really underthrew a streaking OBJ. If he hits OBJ in stride, or at least just doesn't underthrow the ball, I think that's –
and
it's a different game we're looking at.
And also, you can't blame that just based off of the idea that OBJ coming midseason to the team was a big adjustment for Matt Stafford, because if you're a good quarterback, you're going to be able to get it to a good wide receiver as good as OBJ.
Yeah.
Like,
all you have to do is just throw that shit as far as you can.
He will catch it. Like, it's Matt Stafford.
This man Stafford had an arm.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, this is, by the way, this is his first season with the Rams. Remember how hot everyone was at the beginning of the season? They were like, these guys are going to win the Super Bowl. Super Bowl contenders. I don't think so. I think Matt Stafford's that inconsistency that throws them off.
That's a Sean McVay offense. Like,
I agree with
that. He comes out the beginning of the season with shit you can't figure out. Then all of a sudden, they come back down to earth.
Oh, Rams? So he's making a playbook too smart for Matt Stafford and Jared Goff.
We talked about the Cardinals reinforcements, though, but Rams are also getting reinforcements back. Higbee's back. He was on COVID for a few weeks, I think. Also, Cam Akers
is back. Yeah,
Cam Akers should be back for this game. Unprecedented return off an Achilles injury he sustained during OTAs, maybe.
I think that was week one, or was that even before the season?
I think it was training camp.
It was training camp. Wow.
So this is unprecedented stuff we're seeing from Cam Akers. So if he's able to be sprinkled into that offense, that'll be huge for Matt Stafford. Just to help him out a little more.
Would they be looking different if they had Robert Woods?
Oh, yeah. 100%? 100%.
Yeah, he's a playmaker. I think
Robert Woods gives you another dependable target.
Yeah.
Because I love OBJ, but I think OBJ is more of the big play guy.
Like, yeah.
But Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp can give you those maybe like 5, 10, 15 yards.
Yeah.
Keep your drive going.
I mean, I'm not the coach.
Move those chains type of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
what
Robert Woods is. He's a move those chains type of guy.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think he would have been perfect for...
He's like a safety blanket for Stafford, basically.
Yeah, no, and speaking of safety, actually, I found this news interesting today. Rams, in that game against the 49ers, they were having a lot of, in that last drive, definitely, a lot of coverage busts that led to the 49ers tying touchdown. So this week they went out and signed a familiar face. They signed Eric Weddle.
No way!
Out of retirement, 37-year-old. Safety out of retirement.
I completely forgot. He retired. Goodness. Yeah.
Pop Kyler Murray. So, that's even yeah.
And this is, in my head, a really big mistake by the Rams and Sean McVay and Les Snead and company.
They should have went for AB.
I don't know what they're thinking for real on this one. And hopefully this man doesn't see the field.
Is it because
it's a Wednesday? Given their game is on a Monday night, which... Nah. This is another thing. I don't know why the NFL made the Monday night, did this Monday night playoff game now. It's really dumb. You're giving the other team...
Extra time to warm up.
Yeah, extra time.
It didn't make sense to me either when I was looking at the schedule. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
This is really stupid in my opinion.
I think
it's going to
have the opposite. I think they're going to come out flat because they think they have... I don't know.
They're too
rested.
They
have that extra day to prepare. They're like too rested. They're going to be too focused to think.
Yeah.
But... Nonetheless,
well, no, I'm talking about for the divisional round for the winner. They have less of time to prepare than other teams.
Oh, yeah, that's not fair. They should just do it all on the same day.
Well,
like, give
everyone
the
more time to prepare for the wild card.
It's give or take. It's give and take. Sorry,
but you're. Anyways, but I think
thank
you're
playing, Roger
you're
Goodell.
The worst team in the wild card. You know, well, anyways, yeah,
you don't need extra time to prepare for them.
Yeah, we'll see. But I got the Cardinals winning this one 20-17.
That's actually not a bad score. I think I'm going to go with the Cardinals going 27-23.
Cardinals 35-31.
Ooh, okay. We're going 30 points for Matt Stafford.
They are that explosive.
Oh, wait, is Daryl Henderson back or is he out?
I don't know, but like I said, Cam Akers might be able to
fill
that void.
Daryl, every time I take a test. Sorry, I just couldn't say Daryl Henderson.
With the end of the NFL season, every year this goes through, we had Black Monday throughout the NFL. We already had some coaches fired during the season. We had John Gruden and Urban Meyer during the season. And then we had more coaches on Monday get the axe. Vic Fangio, we kind of saw that coming with Denver. Matt Nagy, we also saw that coming in Chicago. Mike Zimmer, also kind of saw that coming in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Big surprise in Miami. They let go of Brian Flores after back-to-back winning seasons.
Oh, wow.
For the Dolphins.
That was more of a struggle between him and the
GM. And the owner and the GM.
Hey, they're going back to the 2017 ways.
And then on Tuesday, after conflicting reports coming out of the Giants, ownership and administration, whatever, they kept Joe Judge for a day. They said they were going to keep Joe Judge. But Tuesday came around, they ended up terminating Joe Judge as head coach of the New York Football Giants. So now we have 7 coaching opportunities around the NFL. Broncos, Bears, Vikings, Dolphins, Giants, Raiders, and Jaguars. Raiders, with this whole playoff push, I think you can...
You have to keep it.
I would 100% keep it.
Yeah, 100%.
I would 100% promote this
coach. Now, the real question is, where will Doug Peterson land?
Ooh, yeah, and that's we've had some already. Doug Peterson's gotten a lot of interviews lined up. I think he's visiting the Vikings, the Jaguars, and the Bears, I believe. Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning head coach, he's getting the call. Brian Flores also recently let go by the Dolphins
prematurely.
We'll get into that in a second. He's interviewing with the Bears as well. So let's just dive right into it. Talk about Brian Flores and the situation. Really big surprise coming out for a lot of NFL people. I even think Dolphins fans as well were kind of surprised by this. Omar, you kind of mentioned a little bit too. There's a little bit of a struggle probably between ownership and the coach. So what do you guys think about this situation, and what are some of your takes on it? I think a lot of it stems from the whole Deshaun Watson situation and trade rumors. I think it was really one of them wanted Deshaun Watson, one of them wanted Tua. I think that's what it was.
I think Flores wanted Deshaun Watson, and the management owner, they wanted Tua for sure. Because they got rid of Fitzpatrick last year after they won 3 straight. I don't know. I mean,
honestly, I think really this is just something that could have been completely avoided. They had a semi-decent season last year.
10-win season. They had back-to-back 10-win
seasons. 10-win seasons back-to-back. But not only that, the whole argument between the ownership and the coach wanting two different people, honestly, at the end of the day, you can agree to disagree. Because
that's kind of some of the perks of being an owner. You can meddle as much as you want in these operations.
That's a douchebag.
I know here in Washington we have that issue.
Yeah, you do.
With Dan Snyder meddling in a lot of our football operations. You know, you have a coach in place and you see your teams improving. This team was a laughingstock in 2019. Like, no one will come to the stadium.
They were laughstock 2017 through 19.
Then they beat Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Another case of Carson Wentz losing to a terrible team.
So it's just, you know, I think the situation is weird. And I think Brian Flores, whatever situation he ends up with, kind of hope he ends up with the Bears. They have already a quarterback in place.
I like that.
They have a great defense in place. That Miami Dolphins job is now very intriguing because they got a great team in place as well. They got great defense, great pieces around the offense.
I think the most interesting job might be the Vikings.
Vikings is a very interesting job as well. The Vikings is a very interesting job as well. You have
good receivers, but also and a great running back.
Amazing running back.
A decent, pretty above average defense. The quarterback.
Explain it.
Is good. He's all right.
He's all right, but
this season was all right for Kirk.
You can upgrade from Kirk.
Yeah.
You have a rookie. You drafted a rookie in Kellen Mond last year.
Yeah, that's right.
So you could go with him. This time of the season is really interesting for many aspects. It's just also away from football. Like, we don't really just have to focus on the field. There's a lot of things moving around off the field. I also think the Jaguars situation is also something to...
Yeah, they get Travis Etienne back as well.
Yeah, getting Travis Etienne back. You got some pieces that play there. And you got some talent on defense. But we do want to speak on the New York Giants. I think the Giants... I didn't think I'd ever be able to have to say this, but that Giants position, that Giants coaching spot, probably the least lucrative you want.
Oh, absolutely.
I think the Giants got rid of Dave Gettleman, which is good for them. They needed to get rid of both Joe Judge and Dave Gettleman.
I feel like they should have gotten rid of Joe Judge first, though.
It doesn't matter. Gettleman's a terrible GM. Yeah, he's a terrible GM. So they got rid of both of them, but I think Mar and Tish, the owners there, like they don't know what they're doing. I think it's actually a clown show organization right
they
now.
They might not have players punching each other in the sideline, but they do have a circus going on.
They got a circus going on.
You can't have any Giants players next to any type of boats ever again.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. And look, like you got a lot of like turmoil going on and a lot of things. Where you look at that situation with the Giants, if I'm a coach, if I'm a free agent coach, I don't know if I like that situation. You got a quarterback in Daniel Jones who hasn't shown you anything to make you want to pay him or keep him. long term. You have a running back in Saquon Barkley. I don't know if they paid him yet, but you might want you got to think about paying this man soon if you want
to try to get some capital out of him.
They already did that with OBJ, and I think they regret it. I think they really regret doing that with OBJ.
All right, we'll pay him. No other choice.
Yeah, no, exactly. So you got to pay him or do something with him. It's a lot for a coach to think about, and now they need to hire a GM. It's a lot for a GM to think about. Offensively, the offense is in shambles. Like, they have no linemen that are pretty good. Receivers, Kenny Galladay, you got him, but you haven't utilized him well.
Kadarius Toney.
Defensively, I like their defense. They have pieces on defense that you can grow, but it's just that.
I think who would have thought? Rebrand just in general.
Change the team
name.
They
just forfeit the name Giants. Like, just give it to San Francisco. They're a better Giants than you guys. For sure.
Y'all should be the New York Colossus.
Collateral damage.
But, yeah, no, so those are the coaches and GMs that have been fired around the NFL. You guys got our takes on a lot specifically the Giants. Because, I mean, JoJo was talking a lot of shit, especially last year. I won't forget when he tried to attack the Eagles for resting their starters.
This dude wanted a participation trophy for 6-10.
He wanted it for 6-10.
Well, guess
for
who still has a job now? Nick Sirianni. Well, Nick Sirianni wasn't the coach. But more importantly,
Doug Peterson.
Riverboat
Ron still got a job.
Still got a job.
Doug Peterson going to be a highly sought-after head coach.
Going to get a job, yeah.
Ring as a head coach.
Joe Judge, I'm sorry, but, bro, I wouldn't even want you at Dairy Queen. Deadass, Bozo, get out of here.
Yeah, good luck at Kinko's, Bozo. With Joe Judge getting fired, that's the last Bill Belichick disciple to lose their head coaching job.
Yeah, he makes assistants.
Well, I mean, again, like, Brian Flores, a swore like that. I think that's, like, an anomaly. But he'll be back. Brian Flores, no, 100%. I agree, too. Like, you know, come on now.
He wanted Deshaun Watson.
Brian Flores, I think, will find a job soon, so...
I think him and Doug Peterson are too highly.
Doug Peterson will be NFL head coach in 2022. And Brian Flores, I believe, will still be a head coach in 2022. And a name to watch out for, he's been around coaching interviews probably for like the last 3 or 4 years. Eric Bieniemy.
Oh, yeah.
I think he will finally get a head coaching job. And a team to look out for with that
the
one.
The year
when
the offense loses its production.
I think the team to look out for. You mentioned the Vikings.
Yeah.
I like the Vikings for
Vikings and Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah, Vikings and Eric Bieniemy and the Broncos.
Broncos too.
They already got a defense out there. They just
they need a quarterback.
They just need a quarterback.
They just need a quarterback. Need a quarterback. Trade for Kirk Cousins.
Fuck no.
Trade for Heineke is whack.
And one more business we got to take care of before we sign off. We had an epic national championship college football playoff coming to an end. The 2022 national championship was played in Indianapolis between the Georgia Bulldogs, number 3 team in the nation, and the number 1 Alabama Crimson Tide. Y'all know me. I'm a Roll Tide guy. I feel like we're all Roll Tide guys here. Mahan is wearing his Alabama sweatshirt.
How convenient.
Hoodie. How convenient, right? But I was rolling with the dogs in this one.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though
they had the worst quarterback.
Yeah, they had the worst quarterback. And congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs winning that one 33-18.
Good shit, Bulldogs.
By a stellar defensive performance. And
those guys are good, man. Yeah, defensively.
It was a great game. In the trenches. If you love football, if you're just a true football fan, you love games like that. One in the trenches. Both defenses came to play. Stetson Bennett, I don't think he's that great of a quarterback. They tried to push this Stetson Bennett narrative.
He has a game-winning drive after throwing a pick. No, you don't know.
He probably had one of the worst turnovers I've ever seen ever. But no, good for him getting that national championship to Georgia.
He can put that on his resume now.
He can. Right?
And he works at H&R Block in the future.
41 years since Georgia has won it. And I was rooting for Georgia because I remember in the 2018 final, they got Tua.
They got Devontae Smith.
They got Devontae Smith.
That was his only catch of the game.
And that game was the one I thought Georgia deserved. But Georgia kind of lifted their demons and got rid of the boogeyman that was the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Georgia?
Georgia.
I think it's a different game, though, if Jameson Williams does not tear his ACL early on. And, again, this is a different team that Bama played. Well, this is a different Georgia it's a different Bama team that Georgia played than the one that Georgia played in the SEC championship. John Metchie towards ACL in that game. Jameson Williams towards ACL early in the national championship game. But yeah, no, big congrats to the Georgia Bulldogs and the city of Atlanta in general. Yep.
That's another championship.
That's another championship. You got an MLB champ. You got a college football champion. Yep.
In your dreams about the Falcons, though.
In your dreams about the Falcons. Hey, look, but still, Arthur Smith, Falcons, everyone had them for dead in the NFC South. Arthur Smith really had them in the playoff hunt up to late. Up to week 17. They had him in the playoff hunt. So I really like what he's building out there in Atlanta. Yeah. And, you know, that city got some champions brewing, especially with Trae Young and the Hawks, too.
He took him from a C-minus to a C-average team.
C-average. I like that, yeah. All right, guys. But enjoy Wild Card Weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Don't forget. And then we'll be back Wednesday next week, wrapping up the Wild Card, getting y'all ready for Divisional Week. So take care, everyone. Enjoy the weekend.